time now to talk to Phumzile van Dam, the National Spokesperson and Member of Parliament at the Democratic Alliance. Why? Because the DA seems to be one step closer to hauling Facebook before Parliament to answer questions about privacy and misinformation, particularly in the build-up to the 2021 local government elections. Phumzile van Dam says the social media giant has confirmed that they'll meet with them in roughly 2 weeks' time on May the 25th, and this is being hailed by the party as historic and a source of pride for South Africa, as the first in Africa and one of only a handful of countries in the world to successfully secure a meeting with Facebook. Phumzile, good afternoon. What prompted your request for this meeting?
Good afternoon, and thank you so much for having me. Just to say, there's drilling in the apartment above mine, so if you hear drilling, don't be surprised. The initial request was motivated after scenes at the U.S. Capitol after their election, and you know, social media played a pivotal role in the misinformation that led to that attack. So with an election up ahead, we thought it important to meet with Facebook to firstly for them lay out their plans at targeting misinformation in South Africa. They often do that for countries in, around the world where they focus on issues specific to that country. What we have seen over the last sort of year is a lot of misinformation about foreign nationals, and we know that often leads to violence. So we'd really just like them to lay out their plans. And also the privacy concerns, there goes the drilling, also the privacy concerns that resulted after the WhatsApp released their privacy policy. So we really would like it to be a constructive engagement where, you know, they can tell us what they're doing to improve things and we can make suggestions. And also an issue that I would like to add to the agenda is the payment of media houses for when Facebook carries their content, like we saw in Australia. We just want to open the door to the discussion and see what can be done for our media industry, which has been under severe financial pressure.
Did that not result in blank timelines for everybody living in Australia?
Well, I mean, it was the first time this has ever happened in Australia, but they found a way around it. So I think there's lessons that can be learned from the Australian example, and that's why I've cast it as beginning discussions, so we can do it in a way that is not an acrimonious discussion, but one where we you know, Facebook can say, you know, what they're willing to give. And I think also it's important for the media industry itself to start speaking out about you know, their content being paid for. But certainly Australia is kind of, if you will, a pilot project to see what works and what doesn't. And there's been a lot of literature written about the Australian example. So it certainly would be great for us to be the second country to see if we can make it work in a positive way.
Phumzile, will you be accepting questions from the public for Facebook or comments? And if so, how can people send those in?
Absolutely. I'm a public representative, you know, and I've invited Facebook because I'm a public representative and there are lots of concerns that the public have. Members of the public can contact me on Facebook. I have a Facebook page, Phumzile van Dam MP, and you can just drop me any questions you might have. I am there to represent the people of South Africa and I want to make sure that, you know, their voices are heard.
DA MP Phumzile van Dam, thanks so much for your time this afternoon, and that drilling didn't sound too bad.